Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, the Bible talks much about fruits. What are some of the things Jesus said about them and leaders in the church?
Well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting in verse 15, Jesus said, "To beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Then he says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them." The good fruits be a sign of God's leaders and God's prophets. Now, oddly, could these fruits also include being spoken against? Well, actually, yes. And that's actually expected according to Jesus.
Are you saying that if someone says something nasty about you, that that could mean a sign of you actually being good fruit?
Yes.
Could you explain that?
Well, I'm going to quote Jesus in Matthew 5, starting verse 11. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." Of course, people don't say they're doing it falsely, but this is what Jesus said. Okay. "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets that were before you." Now, I want to go something else that Matthew wrote. Let's take a little bit of time here. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 11. By the way, I've been reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Starting verse 1, said Jesus finished commanding his disciples, he departed and he went to preach. Now, verse 2, when John, this is John the Baptist, heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or we'd look for another?" Now, he already had miraculous proof before, but I guess he heard some things about Jesus that concerned him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, Jesus answered and he said, "Go and tell John the things you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended in me or because of me." Then Jesus says later, the same chapter, verse 16, "What will I like in this generation? It's like children sitting in a marketplace and calling their companions and saying, 'We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We mourned for you, but you didn't lament.'" Verse 18, "For John the Baptist came not eating or drinking." You say, "Ah, he's got a demon because of this." "Son of man comes, he's eating and drinking. Ah, look, he's a glutton and a wine bibber, friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children." But Jesus clearly is teaching that the work that God had him do, as well as that of John the Baptist, was improperly criticized. And even John the Baptist was influenced by reports of naysayers and talebearers. Yet Jesus pointed to certain aspects of his ministry as proof he was faithful, and he was the one that he said he was, despite the fact that most in his generation would not respond.
Well, Dr. Teal, what is the continuing Church of God doing that is consistent with bearing fruit?
Well, one thing to mention is that in addition to preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, the world's a witness, Jesus pointed to miraculous signs to the disciples of John the Baptist. As far as miraculous signs for the church in the end times go, the apostle Peter was inspired to say in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, "It'll come to pass in the last days," that means our time, says God, "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men dream dreams." By the way, people over age 50 were considered old men. "And on my men servants and manservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." Well, in the continuing Church of God, we have those signs, which I believe shows divine confirmation of the fruits of the Philadelphia remnant of the true Christian church.
Well, that is truly bearing fruit. But what about preaching the gospel?
Well, in our latest letter to the brethren, we reported that we received another 60 translations of our English language book, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Now, Jesus prophesied that the gospel of the kingdom would be preached to the world as a witness, and the end would come in Matthew 24:14. And we have this ebook available online, 2,000 different languages at ccog.org. So it's one way we're reaching and preaching. Now, the Bible also makes a comment that before the millennium, this is from the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 33, and those are the people who understand will instruct many. And we, the continuing church of God, are preparing for that as part of this short work. It's one of the reasons why we've got all these online platforms. We are also on commercial radio, shortwave radio, and various other ways to try to reach people. And that's because Jesus said in Matthew 28, starting verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, not just Americans, not just Canadians, okay, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you, for lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, that involves working with multiple languages. And now I mentioned about being a Philadelphian. Well, the Phil in Philadelphia means fraternal love and affection, which in a biblical context includes supporting the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom to all that we can. Of course, now Satan doesn't want people to be reached in other languages. And, you know, Apostle Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 2:11 that regarding Satan, we Christians were not ignorant of his devices. So anyway, trying to cast doubt on God, his word, his ministry, his people, and his faithful church is something that Satan and his associates do. And that's one of the reasons why Satan is referred to in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10, as the accuser of the brethren. Sadly, many throughout history have succumbed to his ways.
When you say Satan and his associates, could you be more specific as to the identity of his associates?
Well, there's different religious leaders, but there's also people who are former Church of God people who've fallen away, and they post a lot of false and perverse things on the internet, and I consider them to be Satan's minions.
Okay. Now, what are some of the other fruits of the Philadelphian remnant that we have in the continuing Church of God?
Well, the gospel writer Mark said that, recorded that Jesus said that all things were supposed to be restored before he returned, Mark chapter 9, verse 12. So in addition to restoring the true list of truths that were restored in the old worldwide Church of God for the Philadelphia portion of the Church of God, we in the continuing Church of God restored additional truths, like why did God create anything? And we have an e-book on that. Why did God create human beings? We strive to teach all things that Jesus did. We've added more details in church history. We actually have information on laying out of hands succession list from the apostles to present. We restored truths about violent sports and what early Christians did, details about the Godhead. We've been working on the final phase of the work. We've added a lot of information about salvation, putting it together in a way not that contradicts Church of God teachings throughout history, but to add more depth so people who don't have a familiarity with could accept it. We've added things on the identity of man of sin, United States in prophecy, the mark of the beast, et cetera, et cetera. And so a lot of these truths have been restored to the continuing Church of God and no other church. Now, getting back to our most recent letter to the brethren, which comes out each week, from New Zealand, we received a report that we've now have used audio Bible lessons as part of our Bible News Prophecy. We've got other people, in addition to you and I, who are also doing these podcast type things. We've got James Martinet, Richie Wife, one of them's American, the other's a New Zealander, and then John Shackleton recently did one from Australia. We're also doing things with TikTok and reaching more people. Now, as far as reaching people, what about fruits? Well, the letter of the brethren the day before yesterday we put out, we had a report from Malawi that we had 8 more baptisms. I've got other baptisms happening in other parts of the world. And you and I actually talked before we got started on this today about 1 or 2 in the U.S. We also got a report this week about work that we're doing to help the poor in South Sudan. You know, and you know, we've helped them with, they say, building materials so they can build churches. We provide some money for materials, but they do all the labor. And so these are types of things that we're doing to support the poor, preaching the gospel.
This is indeed a mighty work, Dr. Teal. But still, going back to your book, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God, how many languages can you possibly publish a book in, and are they all really relevant?
Well, it's thousands, and we're doing that. We keep adding more. As far as whether or not they're relevant, it only depends if you believe the word of God. The Apostle Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. All of them. So don't just think, well, they have to learn English. Okay. No, they don't. We are supposed to try to reach them whenever we can. And you go into the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5 talks about people who got through the great tribulation. And they are people who've been redeemed by Christ's blood out of every tribe, tongue, and people and nation. And we see in Revelation 7, the great multitude, all nations, tribes, people, tongues, stand before God. And even in the Old Testament, it says that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. You know, that's got to happen. And we need the full number of Gentiles to come in. The Bible says that's going to happen in the book of Romans. So that means not just people who descended from the tribes of Israel, but everyone, people throughout the world, God is calling. And we need to have materials in multiple languages so that the full number of Gentiles can come in.
So converting Gentiles to Christ is a major focus of the continuing Church of God?
Yes. And it's supposed to happen in this age. The closer we get to the end of the age, the Bible says the full number of Gentiles will come in. In Romans 11, verses 25 to 27. Never, but as far as getting to the languages, never before in the history of the Church of God has any group made so many languages or dialects available on the good news of the coming Kingdom of God in anything close to 2,000 languages that we in the continuing Church of God have done. Yet there are people who criticize us, just like, you know, they criticize the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of John the Baptist. They oppose the work that we do. They say all kinds of things against us and perverse things and stuff about wisp doctor curses and all kinds of nonsense. But the Bible warns about this, I believe. In Proverbs 26, verse 16, it says, "The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly." So you and I have gone through a bunch of the sensible things we've been working on, which are fruits of God's Spirit. You know, hopefully those who are listening to this will see the biblical sense in what we're doing. Or hopefully, at least at minimum, be like the Bereans of old, who in Acts 17, verse 11, it says, "They received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things are so." Our booklets are full of scriptures. People can verify that. Now, I want to go to the book of Isaiah and read something Isaiah was inspired to write, Isaiah 51, verse 7. "Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults." So that was prophesied that we're going to be insulted. Yes, the truth has been blasphemed and insulted by many. You know, the Bible also says, "The pure, all things are pure." The fact is, the continuing Church of God is preaching the gospel. The poor are being reached. Gentiles are being reached. We've got divine confirmation of end time signs in the New Testament said would be manifested by God's Spirit. You know, Jesus said to seek first the kingdom of God. Those who endure the end would be saved. But he also said to support the work of the Philadelphian remnant in Revelation chapter 3. So hopefully those who are watching this or listening to this will support the Philadelphian remnant in the continuing Church of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.